you're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby. Very exciting stuff. I'm Bruno. Everyone introduce yourselves.
Hello, I'm Bradley Duncan.
Hi, I'm Tona Eto.
And hi, I'm Will.
We're the Sprouts. We're a bunch of high schoolers in a music production program who got the opportunity to be on a radio show, and that's very exciting and very cool. And we're all very happy to be here. This is our very first time being on the air, and that's all awesome and stuff, and that's all mad cool. I think, our thing is centered around the fact that we're all kind of starting off as musicians. Like I play guitar, I've been playing guitar for 2 years and making music about then. What's your guys' tell us about your music deal?
I'd say my music deal is, like, I first started to play guitar in quarantine days and lockdown days, and that was my first instrument, and I just kept going ever since and learning new instruments, like bass, upright bass, trumpet, learning piano, learning drums, and all that kind of stuff. It's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Musician, huh? For me, yeah, same around the pandemic days, I got my mother's friend took me into the world of music / beatbox. That's what I mean right now. I beatbox for other groups, and I use something called a loop station, so I produce some music with it, with my beatbox.
That's real cool, Tona. Anyways, I have been a choir kid ever since I was so small. Been singing my whole life. Just recently started playing a bunch of instruments in the past 2 years, so drums, guitar, both electric and acoustic. But my main thing is definitely singing and all that cool stuff.
Awesome. Yeah, so today we're going to touch on just some very, like, a couple of topics that I think we all find interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, what is it like starting out music? What tendencies do you fall into? What habits do you start building when you start doing music stuff?
Should we talk about how we got the name Sprout?
The Sprout. The Sprouts. Yeah, it was it was just like a fun little thing because it's like little saplings starting music and all, like,
yeah.
Very cute stuff. Very,
mm-hmm. Very demure.
No.
Please don't. All right. Anyways.
For our first track, lots of stuff to come. But for our first little song break over here, we're gonna have "Especially You" by the Sexy Mathematics off their self-titled album. So enjoy. We'll be right back.
Inside. be wondering instead. Puzzle pieces interlock. We are more than what we see. Come together. Come together. Greater than the sum of parts. There's a better life to lead. Come together. Together you and I, we're unself too, but one in soul, frozen in this time. We will show stars how to glow, together you and I, all our being, everything, shape our place. Our subconscious memory won't share the same restraints. Lived in many houses, none of them our own. Don't know where we come from.
You're listening to 90.1 CJSF. The last three songs that you heard were Especially You by The Sexy Mathematics off of their self-titled album, Chaser by Calibro 35 off of Jazzploitation, Come Together by Sincane off of We Belong.
And again, welcome back. We are the Sprouts. We are up-and-coming musicians playing up-and-coming musician songs. So right now, I wanted to bring a question to the table. What does being a beginner musician look like? Mm. How do you guys feel about that? Like, talk about your journey. Tell me a little more. Bruno, want to go first?
Sure. Oh, I'm Bruno, he, him.
I'm Bradley Duncan, he, him.
I'm Tona, he, him.
And I'm Will. I also go by he, him.
Awesome sauce. My first experience with starting music, it was 2 years ago. And, well, I've been around music my entire life, actually. But specifically, 2 years ago, I started playing guitar in a guitar class in my high school. And what that means is, you know, it's like, I think the thing about music is that when you start, it's a lot like, I think it's you start with this kind of like very open curiosity for things that, I remember when I was holding a guitar at first, I really didn't associate anything that I saw with any music or any key or anything. Like, I don't know anything about that. But despite that, I could like make stuff and, oh, this is like a little melody. Oh, I found a cool chord. And then I would like start putting names to things and that kind of thing. And I don't know if you guys have any similar experiences like that.
I do.
That's
I do.
Real cool.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. About you, Bradley?
I think my first time learning music, it goes, I mean, I've been around music all my life. It goes way back to, I think it was like grade one or grade two, possibly, back in Kamloops where I grew up. And my elementary music teacher, Rob Peterson, he sadly passed away years ago, but my dad and him inspired me to pursue music and all that. And so back in, as I said, lockdown days, my first instrument I learned was guitar. My dad's a musician, and so he taught me guitar, then taught me bass. And learning guitar, it was challenging at first, because it was like, when you learn anything at first, it's challenging and you have to like pivot a lot and change your schedule. And so learning guitar at first, it was pretty challenging. And like, it's, you know, a good example is like, it's like learning a language.
Yes. I was going to say,
I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with that.
It's, that is very...
I agree. It's like learning a language in the sense that the way that you start like associating certain things with different like notes or like chords and that kind of thing. And it's like, oh, this is a minor chord, this is a major chord. And I feel like that the first part of that is when you start doing music is that beginning like association,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Different things that you notice. Like I remember I'd heard like the, you know, like the 1-4-5 like 12-4 blues kind of thing for my entire life, and only after I started like learning how to play guitar is when they actually started clicking for me. I think that also going back to that kind of curiosity thing is that you have that, like, you're not burdened by like an ego. You don't feel like you have to be great. Like that pressure is completely taken off of you because mm-hmm. you're starting something new, or at least that's how it should be, right?
Oh, yeah.
When you're starting out an instrument, you really shouldn't have like any pressure to just like be amazing
exactly
off the bat. But yeah, Tona.
For me, it was same. I was full of curiosity, and like I was traveling around YouTube. Actually, I was just like looking at what I thought cool, like. I just pick some random videos, I just listen to them, and then when the music, I start to like music, and then I started analyzing. So I've been listening to how the musician has been doing, how the musician has been making that music. Like, mm-hmm. I see what points they, what their originality is. I've tried to find, like, what chords they're using, what bass lines. Like, and it's same as Bradley said, it's just all a learning process, and it's like learning a new language. It's like,
So I'm curious because I've talked to some people who are very like, oh yeah, I'm not into music. Mm-hmm. Were you one of those people?
No, really? No,
okay.
Like my mother, she loved music, so she, yeah.
Sorry, that's not a very accusatory.
Yeah, I'm like, oh.
I was like, oh really? Okay, oh, cool. Yeah. I thought you were a poser. I'm kidding.
No.
joking.
My mom loved music, so I think I got that blood from her, and I was I have been connected with music for my whole life, but not as much as Bradley. Like, you mm-hmm. became an instrument freak.
Honestly,
instrument freak.
Yeah,
that's
a new term.
I don't like the conjunction, actually. Mm. That makes me really uncomfortable.
Anyway.
Oh, man.
What about you, Will?
Okay. Mine's a little sad. I started getting into the music after my childhood best friend passed away when I was just starting high school. So I started listening to music while I was drawing, and I'm a very artistic person.
Mm-hmm.
So music is a big part of my way of grieving and stuff like that, and it's just carried over to now one of my passions, because I cannot go a day without anything. And yeah, so it's definitely now a big part of my life, and it will forever be. And speaking of music forever being in our heart, our next song
Take Me to Beijing by Chinese American Bear. A very fun one. There's more. We have a lot more to say about this. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Radio's best friend for supporting our annual fundraising campaign. Thank you from the bottom of our musical hearts.